I'm happy to welcome back to the program Keith McHenry. His new book is called Hungry for Peace, How You Can Help End Poverty and War with Food Not Bombs. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte. Excited to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you back on the show. And this is a wonderful book. It's both a history of food, not bombs. And we're going to do a longer show when you're back in town next week. But we wanted to let you announce there's actually, what is it, a book signing?
Yeah, it's a book signing and book opening at the Taos Public Library. And it's co-sponsored by the library and Taos Food Not Bombs on Saturday, December 10th. And it's at 2:30 in the afternoon after our meal, which we usually serve at the Taos Plaza from noon to 2. And it's actually the anniversary of my first presentation in Taos years ago when I first moved there. I did a presentation. That's Human Rights Day. And so I try to make a point of doing something in Taos on Human Rights Day just to mark it and to show the connection between Food Not Bombs and the broader ideas of human rights.
And so Food Not Bombs basically not only feeds the hungry with food that's available, a lot of times food that's been thrown away, but also then cultivates discussions about what's going on socially, politically.
Right. That's the idea originally when we first started in 1980. You know, Reagan had just come to power. And so the concern was that he would institute economic policies that would divert resources from human needs towards military spending, and that would be damaging to the population, and that the people might end up having to stand in line to eat at soup kitchens if those policies were to happen. So we were more of
and lo and behold.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? 30 years of Reaganomics now, and the struggle in Congress and in the national election is all about the same issues. And somehow for the Republican Party to say that Reaganomics has really worked, when I myself personally can see that I was handing out free vegan meals on the streets of Boston and Cambridge as a political statement, and not because there was really all that many homeless and hungry people needing to eat in 1980 when Food Not Bombs happened. There was still poverty. In that case, our focus was taking food to housing projects, to public housing. But since that time, public housing has been gutted. And so it's actually now people think of us as a group that is feeding the homeless. But the reality is we're trying to get everyone there, homeless or not homeless, to hang out and discuss different political ideas for just, or other ideas, artistic ideas, any kind of things that people are inspired to discuss, and to spend 2 or 3 hours with us in a city corner somewhere, enjoying food and having discussions about the future of the world or whatever is important to people at that time. And so for 30 years we've done that, and an occasion of the conversation will just lead to social change in a major way. The most amazing thing was I visited Iceland, and I've got some photos in the book about Iceland and some reference to what they're doing there. That meal was the only public meal. You don't go out in the middle of Reykjavik and hang out and eat normally. But people would come by and eat. At first they ridiculed us because the country, they said, look, we don't have poor and homeless here. Within months, the economy of Iceland collapsed. That weekly conversation led to protest marches to the parliament building about 2 blocks away. Eventually, the weekly Saturday Food Not Bombs meal resulted in inspiring the change of government, and they were one of the first governments to refuse to bail out their banks because of public pressure, and Food Not Bombs played a huge role in that.
Keith McHenry is author of the new book, Hungry for Peace, How You Can Help End Poverty and War with Food Not Bombs. And once again, you will be at the Taos Public Library this Saturday at what time?
It's at 2:30.
At 2:30 in the afternoon. And we're going to have you back because we want to talk more about the book in much more detail next week. So on Tuesday of next week, we'll have you back on the show. But meanwhile, we'll see you at the Taos Public Library this Saturday afternoon.
Thanks so much for having us. That's great.
Thanks.
Mary Charlotte, great.
And Scott Sugar will join us in just a moment. We're going to take another little break. Please stay tuned to KSFR.